shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians called to a higher level of understanding will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening. This is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries coming to you with another one of our first of the month live Kingdom Concepts broadcasts. A broadcast that almost didn't happen tonight, and I'll explain that in a few minutes. We're coming to you over WWCR 5.070 megahertz, along with their internet transmission on transmitter 3, WBCQ 7.415 megahertz, and also their internet feed. And later on this month, WWRB will rebroadcast part of the program. In a few minutes, my co-host, Pastor Wickstrom, will join me, and we're going to have a special broadcast tonight trying to distinguish ourselves, our ministries, from not only Judeo-Christian ministries, but also Judeo-identity ministries, the one-seed line type, and actually even some two-seed line type that have compromised both on the word and on ethics. So there's a lot of those, and we should have an interesting program tonight. The reason that I didn't actually know until a relatively short time ago that we'd even be on the air tonight is because the cost of broadcasting and the cost generally of the ministry, and we're not getting sufficient support. This program, Herald of Truth, along with our live Kingdom Concepts broadcast, which has been on the air for over a year now, but the program Herald of Truth has been on the air for nearly 18 years, over 17 and a half years. And as you know, we've never begged for money. We've never done any money grubbing. We have many expenses with this ministry, and we've tried to avoid looking like some of the Judeo-Christian televangelists and some of the others. But we do have needs, and as you know, this is hard times since the financial crisis, and I realize some of you do not have money, but I need to let you know of our needs, too. Broadcast time is very expensive, as is the other things connected with broadcast time, such as the 800 number. We have a studio board operator. We have equipment that has been purchased and needs to be purchased, and all that's for the live broadcast and also the pre-recorded broadcast that we do each week between the live broadcasts. And then we have needs like printing. It's costing us over $1,000 a month just to print and reprint books, booklets, flyers, etc. There's secretarial expense. There's the people who answer the phone. There's all kinds of expenses, and this is a small ministry that teaches the truth. And it's not the Jews that are going to support this. It's not the Judeo-Christians. And it's not the masses. It's only that elect remnant. And that elect remnant is sometimes, well, the very word remnant means small. It is small. And you're the people that we do depend upon. The scripture tells us, it talks about tithing. It's an area that I haven't ever emphasized because, like I said, I don't want to appear to be a money grubber, but we're told over in Malachi that who will robs God, and it says, wherein have ye robbed thee? And it's in tithes and offerings. And as I pointed out to one of our callers a few months ago, even if you don't believe in the tithe, the only purpose that we're down here is to do our part to bring in the kingdom. And for a true ministry, it does take tithes and offerings to keep it afloat. I've been given a great responsibility to carry on two great men's ministries, Pastor Bertrand Compre and Dr. Wesley Swift, along with the American Institute of Theology Bible Correspondence Course. I want to leave something lasting for our people. This is not merely a mouth on the internet, as a lot of ministries are, but something lasting. We're trying to raise funds to build a library that carries both the books from those ministries and others in my own ministry that will be a blessing to our people, and many other projects. And if you're not tithing, you're actually forsaking your responsibility. And believe me, this is not pleading to bring money to this ministry or Pastor Wickstrom's ministry. It's to try to bring our people into their proper place and purpose for which they are here. And so I thought that I needed to mention that tonight, because we may have to cut at least one station. I would like to have your reports on the three stations that we are on now, WWCR, WBCQ, WWRB, how the signal comes in over the shortwave, and also the internet feeds from these different stations. And I might ask, you're also robbing God if you're not giving to a true ministry. If you're giving to a Judeo-Christian ministry or one of these ministries that have forsaken their responsibility, then you're not giving in the way that Yahweh would expect of you, because you do need to be doing your part. So I thought that I needed to mention that up front, the front of the broadcast. And I'd now like to get into a subject that distinguishes us from the other ministries. I first came into the Israel Identity Truth, or some people call it the Kingdom Message, and there's various other names used, but I came into it in summer of 1968, nearly 42 years ago. Pastor Wickstrom's also been in it a long time, and I know, just like me, that he's seen a lot of nonsense over the years, haven't you, brother?
Yes, I have, Pastor Mike, and you know, we've seen the continuation of the dissemination of our culture, of our nation, of morals, music, architect, poetry, dress code. Everything is continually getting worse. Now, here's what I look at. There's tens and tens of millions, 100 million people go to their Judeo-Christian churches. They don't call upon the name of Yahweh because, number one, they don't know him and they couldn't care less. Most of it is a social dress call for them to go to. They pray for I don't know what to who, and the country continues to get worse. Now, something is wrong. Something is wrong when 120 to 150 million people in America alone go into these churches to pray. Homes being foreclosed on, automobiles taken, children no longer being able to go to college, deindustrialization of our country, 68 years of war continually in America, continuing to bury our young boys and girls with war, looking at the looting of the U.S. Treasury, which is the taxpayer. See, everybody knows something's wrong, Pastor Mike, but we identify the problem, who's doing it, who's stealing the money, and who's causing the problems. And this is what defines and differs kingdom concepts from the rest. The rest are just going through the motions, fleecing their flock, not making their congregation the danger of our country at this time. The ever-increasing problems that we're going to enter into in the year 2010, a projected 6 million more home foreclosures, a commercial bankruptcy bubble that's going to blow on top of that, and the expansion of war in the world with our soldiers dying and being wounded all the time, more in the tent cities, more people living under bridges, because, you see, churchianity, because that's what it's turned into, is Barnum and Bailey. There are no, absolutely no solutions in these churches. Yahweh is the solution to the white European people who are the lost sheep of the house of Jacob Israel. We are the racial covenant people of the earth. Yahweh does not approve of, nor does he have anything to do with diversity. he does nothing to do with interracial mongrelization and interracial marriage. He has nothing to do with homosexuality in the sacred places of his once great churches and in Washington, D.C. and the state capitals. This is what makes kingdom concepts and this teaching ministry so vastly superior and better, because number one, we pray and call upon the name of Yahweh, for that is the name of the Almighty Father. We identify who his people are. The white European peoples and the nations thereof are the lost sheep of the house of Jacob, who is surnamed Israel. We identify world Jewry as the imposters of St. John 8:44 and St. John 8:47, the same looters and pillagers of our land and have been since they took over control of our money system on Christmas night of 1913. We don't try and hide the truth at all. We don't sidestep the truth at all on kingdom concepts. This teaching ministry of kingdom concepts is hitting the nail right on the head for you to understand and realize, as we are blowing the trumpet of truth across the airwaves, not only of America, but of the entire world over WWCR shortwave, 5.070 megahertz, and adjoining stations, and even through the computer stream. Pastor Mike, this is what makes our teaching ministry here, live on shortwave, far superior, because you know you the truth, and the truth will make you free, and that is what we teach, and we do not sidestep it as Judeo-Christianity, the Catholic Church, and many others do.
And I'd like to point out that we haven't only been sold out by the Judeo-Christians and the establishment politicians, but we've been sold out by the kosher conservatives who are out there who will not mention the Jew. If you don't mention the Jew, your message isn't true.
Didn't Titus warn everybody by saying, don't believe Jewish fables?
That's true.
Don't believe the lie of the Jew?
What they do is they constantly compromise. I know that years ago the argument used to be, well, interracial marriage is wrong because it's not accepted. They won't tell you interracial marriage is wrong because it's against the laws of Yahweh, that it mongrelizes the holy seed with the pre-Adamites, but they'll tell you that it wasn't accepted. So now that you have the Judeo, the Jewish press and movies and all of that telling you that it's okay and acceptable, they rub your nose in it like Tiger Woods and O.J. Simpson, and everywhere you look on the magazine covers and TV and so on, it's being pushed in our face as something acceptable. And now that it is acceptable, the kosher conservatives have lost their argument.
Well, you know,
whereas
and that's
those
true.
Of us who
and that's
have
true.
Taught this have told you all along this is wrong.
And you know, years ago, when the white Anglo-European people, the true Jacob Israelites, the true Israelites of old, the covenant people, control this republic, before the Jew communist element took over and polluted every sector in it, not only did the political base of the national and the state politician machine, but every church in America was against interracial mongrelization and interracial marriage. They were against homosexuality. They were against undeclared wars. The churches led the way as examples of truth, as a light. But today they've been bought off, because even Judeo-Christianity and the churches themselves, Pastor Mike, are 501c3 tax-exempt, government-orchestrated and controlled political institutions, and they receive taxpayers' money every year from the District of Columbia. So the high places have been surrendered, just like Father Yahweh said they'd be. But there's one high place that has not surrendered and will never surrender, and it is kingdom concepts and this teaching ministry of Pastor Mike Hallamore and yours truly, Pastor Wickstrom, who is not going to bend their knee to Baal or to this ungodly Jew communist corrupt criminal political and religious system fostered on the people of America.
Amen to that. And I'd like to say that when you don't teach a truth because it's controversial or for whatever reason, you lose that truth. There's been many truths lost over the years by the Judeo-Christian churches, but I find that even within our own circles, that some people think that some of the truths of the Bible are too controversial, that they don't want to teach them. They've lost their purpose. We were put down here to take dominion of the earth and rule the earth in righteousness under Yahweh's laws. And some of these people appear to believe that we were put down here just to have a Bible study for Bible study's sake. And I certainly believe in Bible study. We have the Bible correspondence course. We have a lot of books to study the scripture, and I do believe in Bible study, but there's a purpose behind it all. We were to take dominion, and people need to realize that if all he wanted us to do was be saved and sweep us off to heaven, then he'd have left us there in the first place. And there are some people within our own circles that have lost this concept. I know that we came out with a doctrinal statement of beliefs back many years ago, about 1982. And I felt inspired to put it together by the Holy Spirit. And thousands, actually probably a couple hundred thousand, have gone out over the years. Many people have copied it as their own. Many have made slight revisions of it. But I've actually found some pastors who claim to believe this who are wanting to water down the doctrines for unity's sake. And that's wrong.
Well, didn't Father Yahweh say that when you see crimes being committed and you do not even speak out against them, you're as guilty as those doing it? Isn't this the cause and the case of churchianity today by keeping silent on the pulpit, that they are an accessory to the fact of these crimes in America? These people should not be assisted by any financial help whatsoever. Yahweh said that you are to what? You are to support and help the people who will speak the truth no matter what the situation. And this is the problem we have in America today and why it's so bad. People continue to support the people who are not telling the truth, which are keeping their congregations in darkness, Pastor Mike.
That's right. And I'd like to bring out tonight that it's not just Judeo-Christianity, but there's some Judeo-identity types out there, and we need to distinguish ourselves from them. There are there's many areas of problems, but as I said, you and I have both seen a lot of nonsense within our own circles over the years, but there's these type that teach one seed line, and if you teach one seed line, then you don't know what it's all about, because Yahweh came in the flesh. Some of the people don't even teach that he came in the flesh. But there is a spiritual realm to this. We battle against principalities of darkness. And if you don't understand that Satan has children in the earth with this one seed line concept, you don't know what it's all about, and you have no explanation for why Jews, even when they profess to be Judeo-Christians, act different than our race. There are some people who teach that Eve was seduced by a pre-Adamite, but you don't have a black and a white woman producing Jews. You have them producing mongrel children, which is an abomination.
And for how many years? And how many years did they show the manger with the birth of the Savior when all the wise men were white? And then about 12 to 14 years ago, all of a sudden, a black shows up in the manger. Well, see, the forced diversity of miscegenation of race upon the people, the destruction of our culture, of our nation, of honor, is being ripped apart. And it is Judaism, which today, I just say it right out that Judeo-Christianity is the left wing of the Jewish Communist Party destroying America from within.
Fifth column. Christ said that all the righteous blood from Abel on down to Zechariah, and I'll say it to this day, is on the hands of this race. It is an evil race, a satanic race, that teaches satanic religion. But it is still a race. It's not just by belief. It's by genetics.
Well, didn't the Jew say, let his blood be upon us and our children? He didn't say, let the blood be upon the Romans. The Jew said, because they were the crucifiers of the Herod, the Herodonian, who would be called a Jew today, the Jews themselves, their rabbis and Pharisees and Sadducees, said, let his blood be upon us and our progeny and our children forever. And
that's
right. That blood is on them forever. They don't like that being mentioned because it puts them under the microscope as being the true murderers, executioners of the Father at Golgotha.
And there's a lot of our people who are afraid to mention that. I see we have a caller on line two. Before we take Alan from Royal Oaks, Michigan, I'd like to mention our call-in number. I don't believe I mentioned that earlier. It's a toll-free number, 877-924-7722. I'll mention that again, 877-924-7722, and that number is toll-free to you. Alan, are you there?
Yes, I am. I was just wondering if Pastor Wickstrom could increase the days for the Yahweh's Truth and the Internet. So for maybe a Monday and a Friday.
Too. Oh, it's a Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
Yeah, but I was wondering if you could make that a Friday, too, or a Monday.
Well, I'm awful sorry. Being up three nights a week is I was on, Ellen, I was on four nights a week, and I just could not handle it. I did not have the time, and I cut it back to three nights a week of Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday to make sure that I gave myself at least a day in between to prepare in that.
So how... This week, you're going to be on what, Sunday?
Yes, I was tonight, and then Tuesday and Thursday.
Tuesday and Thursday?
Yes.
But you've dropped Wednesday?
Yes, I dropped Wednesday, yes.
Oh.
Yes, I did. But, Alan, we're glad you called in. What do you feel about this? Don't you feel that Judeo-Christianity and the modern church world of organized religion... Haven't they, in their own way, betrayed our country?
Yeah, I'd say so. You listen to this, and for a long time, I'd listen to Judeo-Christian crap, and it was like, well, let me make a comparison between comparing cardboard to a steak. You know, I mean, it's just you get a bland mush.
Well, that's a good analogy there too. Yes, yeah, going to Judeo-Christianity as the Lutheran ministers or the Baptist and all of them, when they have prepared sermons for them, they don't even have wisdom to make their own sermons. It's like going in and being fed cardboard. You're exactly right.
Yeah, it's just like blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
But, you know, if Martin Luther were to come back to a Lutheran church, he would never be let in. I know he would, because he'd be railing against the Jews, and they would say, hey, no, that's not politically correct.
You know, he'd be tacking the same piece of paper on the Lutheran church door that he did onto the Catholics.
Yes, and I want to make a comment about interracial marriage. I see so much of it now, and every now and then I would go into this local supermarket, and I would see this big, fat, white sow with three of her nicklets towing behind her. I think, utterly disgusting.
And so proud. They're so proud of them, too.
And she had a little white boy. I think he was the oldest one. And I couldn't figure out, was this white boy one of hers with the first marriage, or these little nicklets came along with the second? I don't know, but I see so much of it.
And it's like a curse on the nation.
Yes. And another thing is, I talked to a woman in the same store, and she's got all the soda pop. And she must have been about, 26. And I said, talk about aspartame. And I said to her, Dima, don't you know this is a poison? And she just laughed. She says, yeah, I hear you. Giggle, giggle, giggle. And off she went. And I saw a pregnant woman, same thing. I said, you know, that's no good for your baby. I know. I just like it anyway. Giggle, giggle, giggle. And you know, these people are so utterly stupid.
Well, they're like, well, what it is they're almost as if they're chemically lobotomized, Alan.
Yes.
And religiously lobotomized and politically lobotomized.
From well, I'm not lobotomized. What's wrong with me? I mean,
you're speaking the truth is what you're doing.
You're part of the elect. That's a very small remnant, as I said earlier.
And one more question. I had a question about the Armenian people. Are they, what kind of people are they? What category would you put those in?
From Armenia?
Yes.
Well, Armenia was split with many different castes. There's white Europeans in Armenia. Today, you mean the Armenians in their original form, going back years and years and years ago, they were at, I would say they were like Bulgaria. They were right in the middle of the races coming together. I don't think Armenia has, I think it always had a different set of different races that lived in it, okay?
Is there kind of a hodgepodge of this and that?
That's right. That's right.
Dr. Rushduni was Armenian who taught excellently on the law, although he didn't understand the Israel message. But, of course, the Turks invaded Armenia during World War One.
But there were whites in Armenia. There were Turks. There were all kinds of people. Just like in Poland, you know, you had the Poles, you had the white Russians, you had Czechs, you had Jews, you know.
Well, I have another question. One question. You know, there are the Shemitic, the Semitic nation, or those nations which are descended from Shem. But what about the nations that are descended from Japheth and Ham? What about the Hamitic nations? What are the Hamitic nations?
Well, the Hamitic nations have been pretty well absorbed by the Khazaras, okay? The Hamitic nations, the Book of Psalms told you that Ham was in the land of Egypt.
You've got to remember that the other races, although they were pure white, and as a matter of fact, Moses married out of Israel, but he married into the Adamic race, but they were not the chosen seed line, and not being the chosen seed line,
the
a
covenant
lot of them
seed
went
line.
The way of the world, and therefore were absorbed by the other races.
The covenant line.
Right.
So there are not any pure Hamitic or Japhetic nations?
Well, you know, a lot of the rulers, if you go to Egypt, they're very white looking.
Well, I've seen statues, you know, these huge statues where it shows the pharaohs sitting on their thrones, but they had kind of a look that was not quite somewhat Negroid, but not quite. It's kind of a like a race all of its own.
Well, you see,
it
the
depends
Hamedic
on
people,
what dynasty you go to. The older dynasties were white, and then the newer ones who knew not Joseph, as the scriptures say,
they
well,
were Mongol.
They were, yeah, at first they were what we call Jews today, and then they were Mongol later when the Nubians, which were your blacks, entered into Egypt.
These giant statues went quite far back, and I think they were probably part of the earlier dynasty.
Yes, but the High Sock Shepherd Kings that came in was our race, and the Egyptians hated them. But the High Sock Shepherd Kings was of us. At that time of Joseph.
Yes.
Well, anyway, it sure is nice this is another thing. You know, Alan, it seems the people are so criminal in their minds, culturally and everything else. It's like kind after kind. They can't bring themselves to support a ministry that tells the truth no matter what. It seems like kind after kind. They have to support those who teach them nothing.
Yeah.
Just like the young women that you ran into with the aspartame. They don't know nothing. They're just out there poisoning their bodies and giggling about it.
I've seen this guy. I go to the library, and this guy, you know, he's what I call a typical freak. This guy, he must be about, maybe 22, 23. He's got a lip. He's got a ring through the middle of his lower lip. His eyebrow is pierced about three times. He has long hair. He has a visored cap that is turned just backwards. You know, the visor comes out the back thing. He's got long hair, and he just looks like a freak. And he's got a girlfriend, and you wonder what in the world, what thing turned this thing out?
And you know, Yahweh said, "You're not to mark or pierce your bodies."
Yes, and I see tattoos galore. It used to be 4 or 5 years ago. This was back around 1964, and very, very, very rare to ever see a tattoo. And once in a while, you might see it, a little tattoo on the arm, and that was about it. That was it.
And you know, that's right. And the tattoos were either made by some kid in school with a little pen or an ink, or it was someone from the Navy who had been in the Navy and come home, had been on leave in the Philippines or something, and got "I love Mum" on his arm or something. But very, very minute. There was no marking of the skin of our people back in the 50s and 60s, really.
And that was rampant.
Well, yes, it's a plague.
I'd like to thank Alan for calling. We do have other listeners on the line. And before we take Randy from Michigan, I'd like to make an announcement. I see we're at the bottom of the hour, and I'd like to give some contact information for ourselves and Pastor Wickstrom for his ministry. This is Kingdom Identity Ministries, P.O. Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. You can go to our website at www.kingidentity.com. That's KINGIDENTITY.com. We have a lot of material. We have books, we have tapes, we have videos, CDs, Bible correspondence course. As I mentioned earlier, we're carrying on the ministry of both Dr. Swift and Pastor Compre. And there's just a wealth of material that will help your understanding, and it's for your benefit. There's one other comment I'd like to make that Pastor Wickstrom brought up to Randy, that he was very busy, as I am. And people are not only not supporting true ministries with their tithes and offerings, but true ministries could use your physical help in many different ways. Some of you are talented with computer, internet type abilities. Others of you are just regular physical abilities, which have to be taken care of. That's actually the definition of a deacon, is a laborer who helps in this manner. And we're also told over in 1 Corinthians 12:28, one of the callings is the ministry of help. A deacon is, the definition is to run errands, an attendant, a waiter, or so on. So there's people who have different talents, and certainly ministries, true ministries, need support. Unfortunately, the Judeo-Christian ministries get all the support they want in that area. Before we take Randy, do you want to give your information, Pastor Wickstrom?
Yes, thank you, Mike. Yeah, I'm Pastor James Wickstrom. My mailing address is P.O. Box 308, Linwood, Linwood, Michigan, 48634. That's P.O. Box 308, Linwood, Michigan, 48634. My email is jamespwickstrom@yahoo.com. You can go to my blog site. Just go to www.jameswickstrom.com, and you will find on the page an education teaching. You just click on that. It'll take you to a whole new site where I have books available, the Book of Enoch, the Book of Jasher, the Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, all different books, St. Paul in Britain, like I said, the Book of Enoch, all these different books I have available for you to study on a racial plane that we, the white Europeans, are the true descendants of Jacob. I have over a hundred listed DVD studies, individual studies itself, and I'd appreciate it if you go take a look at my site, of which I put the truth right up about anything and anyone, and then you can go into the educational source of my site and see what I do have available. Pastor Mike.
Okay. We've got two callers on the line. First, we'll take Randy. He was first, and then we'll take Gloria.
Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
You know, I don't want to sound like a defeatist here, but often, kind of in line with what you guys are talking about here tonight, not being able to get a lot of the support. Now, we've been showing Pastor Wickstrom's, teachings on the public airwaves in Midland, Michigan for the cost of a little less than $30 a year. I mean, you know, there is a lot of time involved on the pastor's part as far as getting those DVDs ready. But actually, you know, he's got between a 1 to 2 hour time slot once a week. We're paying like less than $30. And it seems like we can't even get more people to simply take these DVDs and put them on their public access channels. I mean,
for almost free. For almost free.
Yeah. I mean, what is wrong with our race? I mean, have we really become a race of cowards?
Yeah, as I just mentioned a minute ago, it's not just financial support. It's just physical support. Get out and distribute literature. Put videos up as you have.
And that's the easy stuff.
Yeah.
It's almost like the white race has become a race of wisses. Like,
yes.
You know, Jeremiah the prophet said that the men will become like gabbing old women is what they'll be. And, you know, he was right. He was right, Pastor Mike. The men have been mentally, psychologically, lobotomized. They've been castrated. There's no fight in the white race anymore. That's why all of this terrible corruption is taking place. There's things happening today that if they happened back in the 1960s and early 70s, Pastor Mike and Randy, there would have been people in the streets.
George Washington, if he was alive today, he would be down there in Washington, D.C. in a shootout with these politicians. My opinion.
George Washington, if he was alive today, would take a whip into these churches and whip their preachers and whip their congregations into doing something.
Right, and one more comment. You know, I'm not going to name any specifics here, but in general speaking, okay, there are lots of people that claim to, you know, identity, whatever they want to call it, okay? They're just as bad as the rapture cult, folks, because, I mean, they're just, it's all about good propaganda, bad propaganda, good Jew, bad Jew. We know who the enemy is. We need to just, you know, just say it like it needs to be said. Who cares?
I know
what people
actually
think?
Of one pastor who's teaching that the other races are adopted in. And it's a fundamental teaching that the adoption is the placing of sons. We're the sons of Yahweh, and it's the bringing us into our proper position, the placing of sons. And he wants to adopt in all the other races. I actually had some former members of his congregation tell me that he had invited alien races into the congregation and had the people in the church shake hands with them.
Well, you know, it's very interesting that that should be brought up, because Yahweh said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I remember at the time of Phinehas, when that Israelite captain or chieftain brought that mongrel woman into that meeting with him, Phinehas rose up, because the plague that was upon the people at that time was racial mongrelization, the miscegenation and the breakdown of race mixing among our race. And Phinehas slew both of them for violating the law of Yahweh in their attempt to destroy the purity at that time of that white race, same as we are today. had they were called Israelites then, we're called white Western European peoples today.
Well, Deuteronomy 23:2 very plainly tells us that a bastard shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh.
And that
the
is,
word bastard is mamzer, meaning mongrel,
hallelujah.
Mixed race.
You know what? Praise Yahweh. I do not have to spend eternity in the gates of heaven with Barack Obama, the biblical bastard that he is. Obama is everything Yahweh hates.
Obama is a blue gum, falasha,
right.
Black Jew is what he is.
What are the coincidences? The very thing Yahweh hates now sits at the Most High, just as it was prophesied in our scriptures.
That's right.
Prophecy
That's right.
being fulfilled right before our very eyes.
But you see,
Brother
it's
Randy,
like Pastor Mike.
I appreciate
Mike.
Your call, but we've got a full board of
praise Yahweh.
Callers
Good night,
here.
Guys.
So
yeah, praise Yahweh, Randy.
I'd like to thank you and invite you to call again. Next in line is Gloria, then we have Carl, and then we have another caller calling. So welcome, Gloria, to the broadcast.
Yes, hi, thank you. I just wanted to urge you to drop those other stations and stay with WWCR. I constantly try to look for you all over my shortwave, and I can only get you on WWCR. So I would urge you to consolidate and stick with them, because I think you're getting ripped off.
Now, what state are you calling from, Gloria?
I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
I see.
And it's not easy down here getting you guys, but thank God for WWCR, I can hear you. Another thing that you might do is once a month, you can ask people to call in, you know, for about 5 or 10 minutes. Have people call in from all around the country, and that's a good way to know if people are listening to you.
Yeah, so that's a very good idea.
Keep that in mind if you can.
Their sound to the people.
Okay.
Yes, and Gloria,
radio and the internet.
We want to thank you for calling tonight, and Yahweh bless you.
And you too, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Next, we have Carl from Oklahoma on line 4. You're on the air, Carl.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, Carl.
Yeah. I have somewhat to say, and you will disagree with just about everything that I do have to say. I hope that this doesn't rankle you the wrong way.
Well, I hope my answer to you doesn't wrangle you the wrong way.
Oh, it can't. Believe me, it cannot.
Okay.
I'm ready for anything that comes and anything that's said.
I see.
First off, all of these religions, and there's the world has been full of them all the way since Sumer, the Sumerians, and
yes.
even back into the ancient times when we had the cavemen and the people running around bowing to sticks and animals and everything else. And that's all been a part and parcel of the deception on humanity and our true heritage. You're aware of Elijah?
Yes.
Why is it that everybody's looking for Jesus to come back when it's Elijah you should be looking for?
Well, didn't he say that John the Baptist was Elijah?
No.
Oh, excuse me?
No, you
it
go
is
to
written,
Matthew.
It is he, written that he said John the Baptist is Elijah.
He said that John the Baptist came in the spirit of Elijah. They went to John the Baptist, and John the Baptist says, no, I'm not Elijah.
But the Father said he was Elijah.
Okay. Now let's go back to...
And you could also take that as this message, turning the hearts of the sons to the fathers and the fathers to the sons, is the Elijah message. There's more than one way to speak of the Elijah here.
What,
it doesn't necessarily have to be an individual
Mark
person.
Chapter 9, verse 12 tell us?
Pardon?
Mark chapter 9, verse 12.
But go ahead.
It tells us Elijah must first come to straighten everything out and set Zeus or Jesus or the Son of Man at naught. The thing of naught. The thing of nothing. Zeus, that's who Jesus is. It's the pagan god Zeus from the Olympian gods and things.
Well, Jesus was brought forth through Constantine and the Roman Church.
Yeah, that's right.
But you haven't read Mark 9:13, the very next verse. But this is Joshua saying, but I say unto you that Elias has indeed come, and they have done unto him whatsoever they listed as is written of him.
They call him Izeus, but his name is Yahweh, who came at the specified time.
Izeus is a takeoff of Isis, the female side of this deity that we're talking about.
I have no problem with that at all.
And it is Jesus, or Healer Zeus, or Little Zeus, depending on the context of what you're speaking. And if we get off into Strong's Concordance, go to the older versions, and look at, start at Greek number 239. It's Alleluia. That whole series of words there is about Allah, the moon god. And then
so what is your point?
Now, traditionally,
what is your point, and what are you coming to?
I'm trying to give you guys a heads up of what's to come and get you prepared for what's coming.
At which is?
This is the change of the age.
Yes.
And there are few that will make it through, and the ones that don't make it through, there's no mercy for them.
I agree 100% with you. I'm following you 100%, and so is Pastor Mike.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I would also like to point out that over the years, I've seen a lot of people put all their focus on prophecy, and whether he returns tomorrow or whether our Redeemer returns, 10,000 years from now, our job is the same. We're to take dominion. We're to, like I said, rule the world in righteousness according to his laws, and teach this truth. So our job doesn't change. I know there's been a lot of false prophecies given over the years. I've seen people predict that he'd return in 79 and 83, various other dates. I have books of his return in the 1800s and so on. But our job doesn't change, to teach truth. And as I said earlier, if you neglect the truth, then you lose that truth.
Well, remember what he said, lest the days be shortened, there will be no righteous flesh left.
Yeah, there's going to be a shortening of the days, and there will be a certain number taken, and the rest will die.
Well, looking back in your life, back at this nation, we'll just take this nation, we'll just leave the world out for now, we'll take this nation. Hasn't it become atrocious? Hasn't it been just horrifying as to the direction that the masses have gone?
Indeed it has, and that's due to the constant brainwash and dumbing down of the people that is done by the Jesuits. Those are the main bad players now. They're
So the poison is at the pulpit.
The society of the Jesuits.
The poison's at the pulpit.
It's always been at the pulpit.
Yes, it has.
And they run the Hegelian dialectic with this one's right or that one's wrong and vice versa.
And Judeo-Christianity, they're nothing but secondhand Catholics, because Luther, though he came out of the Catholic Church, he took all their rituals with him.
That's what Protestant means, protesting Catholics. And we're supposed to return to the original. I'd like to thank Carl for calling, but I see that we're running short on time and we still have Patrick from Georgia on the line.
Yahweh bless you.
Could I ask you one more question?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
If you look in Revelation, who is the angel that has the gold crown and the golden sigh?
Well, who do you say he is?
It is Elijah.
Well, then let it be Elijah, and let him come here and destroy whoever he's going to destroy in Yahweh's name.
The whole world straight, and it is coming sooner than you think.
No, Carl, we're with you. It's coming sooner than others think, the vast, vast majority. But I and Pastor Mike are in agreement with you. It's coming very fast.
We're already in tribulation. Tribulation isn't something far off. It's going to get worse, but we're already in tribulation.
Could I leave
a lot of people don't recognize
with your,
that
screener there and ask him to pass it on to you?
I'd appreciate it.
And please call me after the program if you can.
Well, thank you very much.
I have some more information that I can't put out on the air because of the nature of it, and I don't want to hoodwink anybody or
well, we don't want to use that Freemasonic stuff now.
No.
Yeah, you can go to our website. I believe you have an email address on yours, Pastor Wickstrom, and on ours we have an information packet that has a comment line, so people can always comment on the comment line there. So, once again, thank you, Carl, and we'd welcome you to call again.
And Yahweh bless.
We'll take Patrick in Georgia. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm not quite sure what that guy was getting to, your previous caller, but I did want to say right off the bat in response that I've prayed to God and in the name of Jesus Christ, and I've seen healing through my own laying of hands on my own children, and I witnessed that healing power in person. I don't know who this Zeus is, but it seemed like he was trying to put out some false information there, degrading the name of Jesus Christ. I consider myself to be a Christian. Judeo-Christianity is another Jesus. In Judeo-Christianity, that they turn Jesus into the only thing that they want you to hear about Jesus is telling you to love the other, love your neighbor and turn the other cheek.
That's
they
right.
They turn Abraham into a Jew when there was no such thing as Jews until after his, you're going to go through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and then Judah was
until
the founder.
You go through the first 11 books of the Bible into books of the book of 2 Kings. That's when you find Jew first.
Judah himself was not even a Jew.
That's
because
correct.
There was no religion there. They had no organized religion. They hadn't even got the laws from
Yahweh.
They say, oh, well, they got the Jews. Abraham or Moses led the Jews out of Egypt. Well, they were no Jews by religion there because they didn't have the laws of God yet. So
well,
either
they
way,
had the laws of God with Moses.
That's right, and they didn't get those till they got to Mount Sinai, right?
Well, that's when he was really laid down the law. Yes,
he was led out. He led the Israelites out, not just the Jews.
Well, the Jews and the Israelites are two different types of people.
Well, they were one of the 12 tribes, the founder of
No.
Judah.
The Judeans weren't what you call Jews today.
Yeah, we referred that's over in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, among other places. Those who call themselves Judah and are
right.
not, but are the synagogue of Satan. These people
well,
who
they got mixed in with that tribe. I understand that.
They were pollutants. They were pollutants.
But my other point was you guys were talking earlier about not being any resistance. And I wanted to let you know that, you know, as a kid, I remember back in 1969, as a five-year-old kid going to school in the first grade, we were able to pray over our meals at lunchtime.
That's
we were
right.
able to read the Bible
yes.
in class.
Yes.
And also
What's happened?
Well, see, schools are controlled by the enemy.
We're turning into Jewish communism is what we're doing.
When you get the same lies from your school, from your churches,
colleges,
from the media, your parents don't know the truth. Nobody knows that we're not getting the truth. We're getting the same lie in
yeah.
school. We're getting the same lie in church. We're getting the same lie on TV. And it all boils down to this. The Jews are superior. We've got to do what they want. We've got to support Israel. We got to go over and fight and kill their enemies. We got to donate our money to them. We can't say anything bad. We can't use the J word in public.
Who
oh, gosh, there's all these. They get special laws, anti-Semitism, anti-Defamation League. They're pushing in all these hate laws on us.
They'll call you a hater, and they'll call you everything if you attack you. The real children of perdition is world Jewry who's doing all this nasty stuff.
Back in the 1950s and 60s when we tried to stop the government from taking over when they wanted to desegregate the schools, I believe it was Eisenhower sent the army in on us down in the South.
Eisenhower was a black Jew.
He sent the army on his own people, and then I guess they sent them into Arkansas, too. Sent
yeah.
them into Alabama. They're going to just to get these kids into these schools.
Eisenhower was a black Jew is what he was. Eisenhower. They were Jews from Sweden. And Eisenhower's mother, if you go to Kansas, in the college libraries there, you will find out that Eisenhower's mother was a Nubian. She was a black woman from Virginia who went to Kansas, and Dwight Eisenhower was a Jew from the Eisenhower who came out of Sweden, and from a Nubian black woman,
he was born. He was a black Jew is what he was.
I just wanted to bring that point out, that when you've got a society who understands that when you stand up for your rights, they're going to send 15,000 troops, armed military troops with machine guns into your town to force five black kids to go to school, whether the whole town is in opposition to it or not, they're going to force it.
Yep.
Guns.
Yeah. Bayonet's point.
It's no wonder that nobody's rising up in opposition.
I'm surprised.
They know we're going to get shot and killed.
I'm surprised in Biloxi, Mississippi, and down in Alabama, I'm surprised that the people of that state, see, that was a declaration of war on those people in those
precisely
states by the federal government. And I'm surprised those people didn't rise up and actually go to war.
We're
over that.
Down to the last half minute, so I'd like to thank Patrick. You want to give your contact information, Pastor Wickstrom? Ours will be on in the pre-recording.
Yes, my contact information is Pastor James Wickstrom, P.O. Box 308, Linwood, Linwood, Michigan, 48634. My email is jamespwickstrom@yahoo.com. You can get into the computer and go to my site, www.jameswickstrom.com.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message, and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a
CD
of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.